Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M Rocks, the NRL Grand Final live at ANZ Stadium right now. State Cup with a minute to go till halftime. It's the Bears 10 leading the Jets 2. Burley Bears 10, Jets 2. Maroon, Gordy Tallis and Hoops, our special guest right now, played over 250 first grade games. 19 times he played for his state, but most importantly, this chap will be remembered for playing in the maiden Grand Final wins for the Raiders, the Broncos and finally the Melbourne Storm. He is the ultimate Rugby League Grand Final hero. Lazo, good to have you in here, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. Yeah. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. Yeah. And I've just been outside the ground and the Raiders, the lime greens everywhere.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. What team do you support? Raiders, Broncos, Storm or
whichever
all three?
One's winning, mate. I jump on the bandwagon, did I?
Yeah.
No, look, I've got a special spot, soft spot for the Raiders. It's where I started. It's where I grew up. You know, I've got some wonderful friends that I played with and of course, you know, it's where it all started for me, you know, with the Raiders and winning grand finals and things. It's very emotional, I think, today, you know, if they can pull it off. A lot of people don't give them much hope, but, you know, in a two-horse race, they've got some sort of chance. And, you know, it was sort of proven 30 years ago when we played Balmain. I didn't think too many people gave us a chance of winning that game, but who knows? Funny things have happened. And it'll be great for the community and the fans if they do pull it off. It's 25 years has been too long.
Laz, I played with and against you, and the theory was in rugby league that you couldn't win a grand final until you had someone like you, like Glenn Lazarus, playing. What made you such a great winner?
Well, I always say it's the people I have around me. You know, I've just been very fortunate to have so many wonderful people around me. Look, Tim Sheens was great for me. He was my first grade coach, you know, and having the players that I play with in that team, you know. And then I'll go to the Broncos and I got Wayne Bennett as the coach, and I've got Alf and Kevy and, you know, Pearl, and just the list goes on. I've just been very, very lucky in regards to the teams I've played with. But I don't know, mate. I don't want to let people down, and I don't. Certainly don't want to let teammates down. So every time I put on the footy boots, I tried to do as best I could, because I know at times, you know, you'd lose a game, but because you'd played and you've done your role, it wasn't as bad. You know, it wasn't the end of the world. But if you played bad and you lost, you know, that's just unacceptable. So I just tried to, yeah, do my best for the people I was playing with.
You often hear good judges, Lazo, say that forwards win big games. For you as a front rower, like, what were the fundamentals? What were the principles that going into big games, you knew exactly you had to do right? That was your role.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, playing with those teams made my job easier in regards to, I knew if I played well and did my job, I was going to get rewards because of the players I had, you know, that were going to take benefits from it, you know, the back lines and so forth. But I always, in big games like this, I always made sure the first thing I did, whether it was a tackle or a hit-up or whatever, it was the best thing I did all game. Because your game just goes on from there. If you take a hit-up and you get put on your back and, you know, it was a very, you know, poor and soft run, you struggle to sort of get back into the game. You miss a tackle, you sort of start thinking about it, and there's all this negativity going on. So, you know, that'd be a piece of advice I'd give anybody. You know, the first thing you do in a game, make sure it's the best thing, because your game just goes on from there. But the other thing is not to complicate things, you know. I mean, you know, we're going to see probably two of the best front rows in the game, Papali and Warra Hargraves here, and they'll have an important role to play tonight. And, you know, they'll go out and hopefully, you know, both of them have good games and get their side forward. Whilst I think we complicate the game a bit these days, you know. I think Jack Gibson said to us back in 89, 90 in the State of Origin, he's, you know, if you run hard and tackle hard, you know, you sort of nearly won the battle, you know. If you just very basic things, and if you get those right, well, everything else will flow on.
And speaking of some of the great teams that you played in, you've had a massive week. Like, we saw you in at Fox Sports during the week, and then I think Friday was at Laurie Daly's Harbour Cruise.
Yeah, that was great.
Lottie in 1989 and 1994 team, mate. Talk us through a little bit of that.
Yeah, it was great. We had players turn up that I hadn't seen in a long time. Clinton Shevkovsky was there, Steve Libri, some people may remember Steve. He was a wallaby that came to us in the late 80s, early 90s. He's a great guy, and we saw that. And of course, we all had to get up and sing the Green Machine song. And yeah, it was just a wonderful afternoon and got quite emotional. I think the fact that the Raiders are actually in it this year made it all the more emotional. And yeah, Laurie enjoyed himself. Let me tell you, he enjoyed himself. And so did all of us, but especially Laurie.
Lazo, but of the club sides that you played for, and they were, as I say, the maiden premiership in all those clubs. But I think one of the things that gets overlooked a little bit, that Melbourne Storm side that won the premiership were only in their second year in the NRL.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Look, I've done thousands of public speaking gigs, since I retired in the last 20 years. And I try to, emphasise that as best I can. But I think it sort of goes over people's heads a bit.
Mm.
2 years... and winning it is certainly... I mean, I always try to explain it. If you started a business today, no matter what sort of business, and then within 2 years, you're the number one in that business. Mm. Yeah, business people would certainly know that's unheard of. And we managed to get out. That year, 99, was a bit... There was no clear... I think this year we had a clear top four and the rest, But I think in 99 it was... any one of 8 or 10 teams could have won it, and we were just lucky enough to come together and play some good footy at the right time. And and the emotion that I speak about after that game is just disbelief. The fact that we've won it in only our second year, yeah. It was unbelievable. I could talk for hours about how we tried to, convince the Melbourne and Victorian people to, jump on the Melbourne Storm and stuff like that. It was amazing 2 years to be involved. Mm.
Do you ever want to go out there and try to do that cartwheel again?
I don't know whether I'd probably just roll around on the ground. That's about all I can get out these days, let me tell you. And if I tried, I'd probably leave a big dent in the ground. that was just the spur of the moment thing. All the the emotion and euphoria of winning the comp and watching. Yeah, watching Anthony Mundine and Nathan Blacklock doing all those wonderful backflips and things. I thought, I'll do my best. And I did pulled out a cartwheel.
Must feel like yesterday, mate, sitting here looking out on there and 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. They had the old grandstand here, so we had 107,000 in there that day. Mm. And I got to say, I ran out on the field, and we got a pretty good cheer. But, geez, when St. George ran out, it was just deafening, You could tell there was obviously a lot more St. George. But, as I say, two-horse race, it's anyone's game.
Do you have a favourite grand final?
Well, the one that I get more emotional about than any is 89. It was obviously my first, and as I say, I grew up in that area, and and the guys that were in the side, a lot of them were locals, and a lot of them, I knew Ricky as a little fella because we played in the same junior club. There were juniors, Clyde, Chrissy O'Sullivan, Laurie was just up the road from Junie, came to the Raiders as a 16-year-old. There was a lot of, And those bonds have never been broken. Like, as you said on Friday, when I saw Mal and Gary Belcher, Ashley Gilbert, Gary Coyne, the McDonald's magnate, Gary McDonald now. But, it was that you just hug each other because the bonds and what we went through to win that grand final. So it's the most emotional one. The one that pleased me the most, well, not pleased me the most, but I felt most satisfied with was 99. As I say, 2 years in the competition, we sort of went down there as, pioneers in regards to rugby league, trying to get a franchise up and running in Melbourne, which was very difficult. Getting any media and stuff down there from local media was just really tough to get. They just didn't want a bar of us. They had this weird attitude that we were trying to take over the AFL, and all that. I mean, obviously, we never were going to, but they had this attitude. I mean, they couldn't get a score read out on the news, on a Sunday after a Sunday game. So it was Monday morning that you had to read it in the papers. It was really weird. But we slowly but surely, and of course, the key was winning. If we did what the Titans do, you know, and win three games a year, well, Melbourne may not even be there. You know, winning is pretty important thing in regards to, you know, keeping a franchise going. And we did it. And Craig Bellamy's taken it to a whole new level now with the professionalism and the, you know, and the winning and all that. You know, it's been great. It's been great to watch.
And it's been great to catch up with you, Lazo. We love you, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the memories.
Much. My pleasure. And sorry, look, I know I pull out the old, you know, I was a front rower, so I've got excuses. But, of course, stupid me didn't wind the clock forward, did I?
Oh,
so that's why I was a bit late. Sorry, guys.
No worries, mate.
Sorry.
You are excused.
I knew better.
No worries. Final day.
Go to the Raiders. Go and enjoy it.
Yeah. If Maroon's going to say anything, he's going to wait till you're back in your seat. Because he just stabs everybody in the back.
Lazo, he won't be around much longer, so we're looking.
All right, I'll leave that alone.
Good to catch up with you, mate.
Thanks very much.
Sunday Triple M NRL, it's our grand.